It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. We are super lucky we've got Pat and Cam from SoftBait in the studio with us. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Kia ora.
Very well, how are you?
Good, thank you. How's your days been? How's it been going?
It's been a good day.
It's been a great day. It's
been a wonderful day.
A sunny day.
Has it? I've like been inside all day.
I thought it was cloudy, actually.
Ooh.
Maybe I've been inside all day too. That's fine. And the only time that walked out was sunny.
We'll agree to disagree. That's fine.
That's okay. We can fight about the weather. But more exciting things. We've got your Life Advice album release tour coming up to Tamaki Makaurau this Rahoroi Saturday at Double Whammy. You guys were just in Wellington. How was that?
Oh, amazing. Had a great response. It was first time we'd been down in Wellington this year and the first time playing a weekend show of our headline down there. So everyone came out, which was awesome. Great energy. And it was just nice to kick off our album release tour and just like get these songs to a crowd that have now heard the songs. So it was really nice to see that response of people being able to like sing or just know the songs.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Which is always cool, but quite weird when people are singing them back to you.
Yeah. Oh,
that's nice.
I feel like particularly like, I don't know, like in Aotearoa, like it's easier to feel like quite small and then it's like, oh my God, like people are recognizing like this and people are like following this like, wow, okay, cool, sick. Good feeling. But you've selected some tracks for us today. We're going to get right into it. We've got a track from The Gordons first. This one is called Adults and Children. We'll play that one and then we'll talk a little bit more soon. That's Adults and Children by The Gordons, classic. We're here with Pat and Cam from SoftBait. Why'd you pick this track for us?
I think when we were coming to record this album, Gordons were just a band that I listened relentlessly, and the energy that the song brings, it's just like, I just love it. It's just like no holding back. The vocal delivery is, I think something that we've sort of channeled a lot. But the song rips.
Totally. I feel like all of their music is so, like, a lot, and you have to be in the right headspace to be able to, like, handle it all.
Yeah, it's carefree. It's like, it doesn't give a shit about what they're doing.
Exactly.
Which I love.
Fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very raw.
Yeah, totally. And, of course, famously, your last album, Life Advice, came out July this year. Going to be playing it for us in Tamaki Makaurau this Saturday. What has the rehearsal process looked like translating the album to the stage? But you guys have been playing these songs for a while now.
Yeah.
So
I guess
has much changed?
No, I guess because we've been playing a lot live, we've sort of road tested a few of them, but like the album itself was very much written as a live setting. So even when we were recording and writing songs in the studio, they were all recorded live. So I think the translation into playing, like, there has been, we haven't needed to figure anything out really, because it just is what it is. So we feel great. The songs are so embedded in us now because we've been listening to them for a couple of years now, you know.
Yeah.
Just what happens. But like, yeah, what the album is very much is how we play it live. So
do you think, like, as you say, now people as in the Wellington show have been singing the songs back to you, whereas I feel like before, you know, the songs aren't released, so we don't know all the words yet. Has it been kind of different for you guys playing to a crowd that's more familiar with the music?
It's just quite weird, but like really lovely.
It's more fun.
Yeah, definitely more fun. People are more, more comfortable with the songs, and they know what's coming up next, so they know sort of when to.
Yeah, one guy heckling, saying, "Play New Leaf," the whole set.
Do you enjoy a heckler?
I mean, something like that. Sort of good. There's lines.
Yeah. It was a good heckle. I heckled him back. I said, "We're not going to play it." But then we did, because he asked for it, so it would be nice.
That would have been good if you did. Well, you can't not play that song, but it would have been funny if you didn't. The next selection you guys have got for us is 8 Minute Machine, which is not 8 minutes, but that's funny. This is by Warm Dusha. I hope that's how you pronounce it. You're on 95BFM. Thanks.
This is Warm Dusha with 8 Million Machine, 8 Minute Machine. He keeps saying 8 million, so I'm like, yeah, right. We've got Pat and Cam in the studio with us from South Bay. Talk to us why you picked this track.
Specifically, the percussion that this song has on it, this kind of like really metallic, like rhythmic, was a huge inspiration for New Leaf.
Mm.
We had the song, I had it all there, and I was like, just needed one. Like something to just bring this part in, and it's become such a feature of the song, and I just love that they hold this rhythm throughout the whole song, but then they just use this like percussion as such a signal for just a riff in the song.
It's almost like a hook, and I love a hook. A hook that's not a guitar or a vocal.
Yeah,
which is what
I really like. It's like rubbish hook. You know, it just sounds like you're dropping your rubbish on the ground or something. It's like really good. Very cool band.
I so agree. I like, Elle and I love a good, like, repeated, as you say, hook, which is not your typical hook that you're going to hear. Like, instead of a guitar solo, you're hearing a percussion solo.
Like, what even is that? What are they hitting?
I don't know.
Something that's some sort of metal.
Yeah.
Metal, I don't know.
I like to think it's just, yeah, I don't know.
Random
a big
stuff.
Bin. It's just studio. Rubbish, I hope. Yeah. You know?
I feel like with that track,
it could be anything.
I feel like you can definitely hear, like, the, I don't know whether it has been super influential, but you can kind of hear the similarities with, like, your work and sound with that track in particular. Do you guys feel like you're quite inspired by the music that you listen to as a band, or is that quite formative to the music you produce together?
I guess it's quite subconscious, I reckon. I don't think we go into the room and, like, specifically chat around the song is going to be like this. But I think it just sort of falls out of being together a lot as well, for and sure. just like sharing the music that we're listening to sort of informs that.
I never think about other music. Where I just turn up, hit the things, and then I go back and listen to it, and I go, oh yeah, I like that, or I don't like that. It's just for me.
Yeah,
completely random.
It's so subconscious, of course. We've got one more track from you guys. It's an Emil and the Sniffers track, absolute classic. This one's called It's Mine, and we will be back to talk more shortly. They're just so great. So fun. That was an Emil and the Sniffers track, It's Mine. We're here with Cam and Pat of Softbait. Great track. Why'd you pick it?
Oh, just like one of the coolest bands right now.
Honestly.
One of the best shows I've been to this year, for sure. Just like energy, what they stand for, their no fucks that they give to just like what they make. It's awesome. Love it. Such a big tune.
So free and, like, as you say, just, I don't know, there's the carelessness with, well, maybe it's not careless, but, yeah, freedom in music, which I think translates to the listener's experience as well.
It sounds like they're making the music they want to make.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure there's a lot behind the scenes to make it sound like that, but, like, yeah, it's very inspiring as a band.
I wanted to ask... if anyone's ever been to a Softbait show and had a look at their set list, they're usually kind of funky. They usually have a story.
Yeah.
What's the set list looking like for this tour?
So Josh, the singer, makes them himself. Every show, he'll do his best, worst Photoshop of usually all our heads on. It could be a movie reference. It could be, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. But he won't show us until on the day. So it's a surprise to us.
But is he going to make a new one for each show?
I'm expecting.
You're expecting?
Absolutely.
Does he know that?
You're expecting.
The one for...
He does it every show. So.
The last one for Wellington was Us on a Komodo Dragon.
Which really
I quite liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been throwbacks to like past members as well. Ezra was... the son of
something.
Anyway, damn.
Teletubbies.
They've become kind of like, we started it and now, well, I didn't start it. Josh just started it himself. And so, you know, it's kind of expected now, which is kind of awesome. We've now got this crazy catalogue of... very interesting.
And a present for you too, because you don't even know what's coming.
Yeah. So the day they stop, I'm out. I'm leaving.
Band is breaking up. Yeah. That's a good incentive to keep going then.
Right. But people love them as well.
Yeah.
So I don't have the full catalogue.
I hope Josh has the catalogue, because I'd like to print them off.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, we should pin them all to a wall one.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if that wasn't, the music wasn't pull enough to get along to the show, those set lists are really, really funny as well. So cherry on top. We're going to play New Leaf.
You guys should all head along to the show at Double Whammy this Saturday. Very excited.
Please come down.
Please.
Please.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?